Now to politics. This just in, President Bush wins re-election because the Electoral College meets today to go through the constitutional formality of ratifying the voter's choice. So this was a timely weekend for Democrats to talk about a new chair for their party, which Democratic leaders did. Day to Day's Noah Adams spoke with Slate political columnist Chris Sullentrop about his perspective on the political race to lead the Democratic National Committee.
The formal race, Chris, for the DNC chair got underway in Florida, we understand, over this past weekend. What was going on in Florida?
There was a meeting of the chairs of the various state Democratic parties. So all 50 of them got together at this meeting in Florida. And since they're a significant chunk of the 447 people who vote for the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, various people who want to be the new chair went down to lobby and talk and share their ideas on where they want to move the party.
So talking about it in the Florida sunshine, the job isn't filled until February. There are two leading candidates, former presidential candidate Howard Dean and former Clinton official Harold Ickes. How are these two men approaching this job? Do they want it, both these men?
They both want it, and they're both playing the game where they pretend they're not running because they're only going to run if they actually win. Now, Dean actually tipped his hand on Meet the Press this weekend. He actually went so far as to actually say this, where he said, "Well, I'm not running unless they want to have me, but I would really like to have the job." So that's the game you're supposed to play in Washington, but he actually just came out and admitted he was doing as much.
I would think this is a pretty crucial job for the Democrats in the years to come.
Oh, sure. I mean, look, if there's a president in the White House, such as, you know, when Clinton was in the White House, most people don't know who the chairman of the party is because the president becomes the spokesman for the party. But in a time when there's no Democratic Speaker of the House, no Senate Majority Leader, Tom Daschle, who, when he was the minority leader, was pretty high profile, but Harry Reid will probably be lower profile than that, this is probably going to be an important job. The DCCC, as it's called, runs the House races. The Senate campaign committees runs the Senate races. The DNC is supposed to be sort of the pre-presidential campaign for the parties before the candidates get out there and then there's actually a nominee.
And you've always got fundraising to take into consideration.
Absolutely, which is one thing Terry McAuliffe, the outgoing chair, was extraordinarily good at.
Another story here to wrap things up. Over the weekend, lawyers for John Kerry asked several Ohio boards of election for the right to inspect ballots during the state's upcoming recount there. Does the Kerry campaign really have any hope of that something could change in Ohio?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, look, the electors for the Electoral College are voting today. So even if, you know, down the road, they found out that this is incredibly unlikely and not going to happen. But let's say they found out that John Kerry actually won Ohio. It won't matter because the electors have already voted. As we know from 4 years ago, whoever wins the Electoral College vote wins the presidency.
Opinion and analysis from Chris Sullentrop, who writes the ballot box column for Slate. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
And that interview by Day to Day's Noah Adams.